Chapter 67. Jesse was seated at the head of a conference table. Connor Cavanaugh was seated to his immediate right, and Warren Strobe, the hotel's assistant manager, was to his immediate left. Also seated at the table were Rosa, the housekeeper, her translator, Maricela, Miguel, the waiter, and Dave Stockton, the doorman. They'd been there for almost an hour and had gone over their stories three or four times. Of course, only Strobe, Cavanaugh, and Stockton had told the full truth. The others weighed the truth against losing their jobs. Taking money to divulge guest information wasn't exactly encouraged by management. "Chief Stone, do you mind if I ask you a question?" Strobe said. "Go ahead." "I'm not a cop, but this all seems pretty straightforward to me. We've been here going over this again and again."
Jesse said, "You mentioned a question. Is there one in there?"
"Sorry," Strobe bowed his head.
"To what end are we repeating ourselves?"
"Because I'm looking for something."
"What?" Strobe said.
"If I knew, I'd tell you. Part of police work is teasing information out of people. Often it's information they don't know they have. There are times it's information we don't even know we're looking for. That's what we're doing here."
Strobe didn't seem any more pleased than he was when he broached the subject.
"I'm sorry, Chief, but I can't afford to have all these employees away from their stations any longer. I'll have to ask you to let these folks return to their duties."
Jesse wanted to argue the point, but he knew the assistant manager was right. This wasn't a homicide investigation. He couldn't justify keeping all these people here indefinitely because he had a hunch. It wasn't even a hunch. It was more of a feeling. A feeling that all the things that had happened in Paradise lately were somehow connected.
"Okay, I'm going to speak to each one of you individually for a few minutes."
Jesse spoke slowly so that Maricela could relay the information to Rosa. "After I'm done speaking to you, you can head back to your jobs." Strobe still wasn't pleased, but he knew it was the best he was going to do. About a half hour later, Jesse still hadn't found what he was looking for. What he had found out from the doorman was that Vic Prado had left the hotel in a Paradise taxi driven by a guy named Al Gleason. The last two people left in the conference room were Jesse and Connor Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh looked the part of a linebacker gone slightly to seed. He hadn't been very talkative in front of the others. It wasn't hard to figure. Ex-jocks, especially tough guys like Cavanaugh, don't respond well to getting taken down in public. Jesse knew the feeling, so he came at Cavanaugh sideways.
"Heard you played ball with Luther Simpson," Jesse said. "Suit's a good man."
"Yep. We had a hell of a high school team. Luther was tougher than he looked. If he wanted to work harder at it, I bet he could have made a pretty decent D2 program."
"Don't have to tell me. He's one of my best men."
"Rumor is you played for the Pats." Cavanaugh's chest puffed out a little, his back straightened. He rode higher in his chair.
"Made it all the way through training camp to last cut," he said, suddenly very animated. "I got some tape of me from a nationally televised game against the Chargers. Made three special teams tackles. One, bang," he punched his right fist into his left palm. "Took the punt returner 5 minutes to get up. I hit him so hard. After I got cut and no one picked me up, I went to one of those indie police academies down in the Carolinas and got my certification. I did some small-town policing for a few years and wound up back here."
"So, Connor, this asshole that sucker-punched you, can you tell me anything about him that you haven't already told me or the others haven't said?"
Unlike earlier, when the security man quickly blurted out one-word answers, he quietly considered Jesse's question. Then he said,
"I don't know if this means anything. I mean, it's kind of stupid."
"Let me worry about if it's stupid or not.
The guy that cold-cocked me is a big Celtics fan."
"Not exactly shocking around these parts," Jesse said. Cavanaugh flushed red.
"See, I told you it was stupid."
"No, no. How do you know he's a Celtics fan?" Jesse checked his notes and Suit's preliminary report. "Says here the guy that got you in the throat was wearing a black leather jacket over faded Levi's. So how do you know he was a..."
"Sneakers."
Jesse said, "What about his sneakers?"
"Celtic green with white stripes."
"Stripes?"
"Yeah," Cavanaugh said. "Three stripes. They were Adidas B-ball high tops, old school style."
Jesse had just found what he didn't know he was looking for. He sat in stunned silence as he went over the crime scene report of Martina Penworth's murder in his head. Connor, this is going to sound like a dumb question, but please try to concentrate. Only answer it if you're sure. No guessing, okay?
Sure, Chief.
This Celtic fan, you have big feet or little feet? Kavanaugh didn't have to think about it.
Big, size 12 or 13.
How can you be sure of that? Connor Kavanaugh smiled. Remember Mr. P's shoes on Skiff Street off Main, closed a few years ago?
Sure, Jesse said.
Mr. P is my dad. Him and Mom retired to Sarasota. I worked in the store since I was a kid and all through college, too. I tell you, he was a size 12 or 13. You can take it to the bank.
Jesse excused himself, got out his cell phone, and punched in Molly's number.
I think we might finally have something on the Penworth homicide. I think the guy that attacked Connor Kavanaugh at the hotel today might be our man. Use the description in Suit's report.
Anything else?
He wears size 12 or 13 Celtic green Adidas basketball shoes, just like the imprint forensics found at the Salter house. Call it in to Healy. I'm going to have Kavanaugh come down to look at mugshots.
Which database?
All of them. But start him off with the Mass Department of Corrections and Boston.
Connor will be here for a week, Jesse.
Look, the guy we're looking for is Caucasian, blue-eyed, 6'3", with brown hair, in his late 30s or early 40s. That's got to eliminate a lot of candidates.
This state's second biggest crop is tough white boys.
What can I say, Crane? Make a big pot of coffee and get a comfortable chair ready for him. We don't have much choice at this point. He clicked off. Jesse found Connor Kavanaugh again. You have a pass key?
Sure do.
Come on, I need a favor. They found their way to the elevator. Jesse pressed the button for the sixth floor.